here with Matt Deggs talking about the infield prospects for the Aggies, and I know that you had to fill a couple spots, but it seems like as practice has gone on this spring, you're getting some guys that are answering the call, and then some competition at a couple other positions.
Yeah, you're right, Scott. You know, just looking at it, and I think big shoes to fill is the word there, and anytime you lose a Brandon Hicks. And a Parker Dalton up the middle with, what a great double play tandem there. And, you know, Brandon, pound for pound, one of the top two or three shortstops in the country last year. Those are big shoes to fill. And I think we have a very young, athletic shortstop in Brody Green that obviously didn't see any time at short last year, but has all the tools in the world to be a tremendous shortstop and a possible prospect, down the road one day that's going to see some time there. And then a JUCO transfer in Jose Duran that has been very steady. He's got really good hands, good feet, very fast, and he has a chance, to see a lot of time there. Those two are in a big competition right now. Then, of course, Blake Stouffer made a position change from, somewhat of a utility player to making the switch to second base. And that's something that we had talked about during the summer and felt like, that was going to be a move not only for the benefit of our team, but for the benefit of Blake down the road. That's the position that he's going to profile out at the best in pro ball. And he's worked extremely hard, just on his feet and his hands to become a consistent middle infielder. And he has all the tools to do it. It's just a matter of him and the other two guys getting that playing time up the middle to become confident and to be able to play at the best of their abilities. And then probably the most consistent performer on our infield is Dane Carter. Who's a senior and he's going to move over to third base with Ruggiano going behind the plate, and just a kid with an incredible instinct and quickness. Not the biggest guy in the world, but he's always in the right spot at the right time. His arm's good enough. Obviously, his feet and his hands are tremendous, and I look for him to kind of solidify that infield this year. And then over at first base, there's a big battle going on as well between Darby Brown and Luke Anders. Darby would be the incumbent, if you would, so to speak, coming back. He's fought some injuries, and Luke Anders is just nipping on his heels right now. He's put in probably the most work of anybody as far as improving his defense, improving his arm action, his feet, his hands, he's turned himself into a way below average fielder. He's got average hands and an average arm right now. He's turned himself into a solid infielder, and I think that's something that guys want to see, especially Major League Baseball guys want to see that out of him. He's got to have a position, and I think you're going to see Luke turn himself into a pretty handy first baseman. Right now, Darby's probably got a little bit of an edge on him just from an experience, standpoint. But that's a pretty good battle going on right there. And obviously, whichever one doesn't play first will either go to the outfield or the DH spot, because both of them will be in the lineup. But that spot there in the shortstop position are two battles that they're not going to be settled by next week. I guarantee you, it's going to be a deal where they're going to have to prove it every day, and the guy that's the most consistent and the guy that swings the bat, I'd be lying if I said that didn't factor into it. But it's these guys are working extremely hard. There's a lot of athleticism, a lot of speed, and some guys that are getting after it on that infield. And so it ought to be interesting to see if they can, do the things that we did up the middle last year, and the one thing that I want us to do and I would expect us to be is more consistent though than we were last year. Obviously, everyone knows it was a big issue with our team. It probably cost us, you know, 5 to 7 games in the grand scheme of things last year. And by us just being able to complete the routine play and have a little more awareness about us on defense and not being so one-dimensional, you know, just being an offensive ball club, I think us putting the onus and emphasis on our infield play this year is going to help us a lot.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
You bet.